Hey y'all, this is Mama Susie coming at ya. I told you I'd be back. It's been a crazy, wild, funky couple weeks, so here I am. At least I got tenacity. I haven't stopped. I did want to give you guys an update. I lost almost 7 pounds, and just keep working out and exercising and trying to keep busy and doing the best I can. And I mean, like, as you guys can all relate, it's not always easy when you have health problems. A lot of people, you know, they don't want to be empathetic or, you know, to what you're going through. So I understand. I want to thank you all for all your prayers and all your kindness and all your love, and let you know that I appreciate you. And I just figured I better start out thanking all of you guys, because what you've guys done for me, you don't even know. It's helped me so much. Keep striving, keep pushing, and, you know, do the very best I can. Because you know what? We all have those days where we're just, you know, we're not in the mood, you know? And I'm basically trying, like, I put on a couple apps on my phone, and let me see, the one is called Fat Secret, and it's a calorie counter. Like, I've tried My Fitness Pal and stuff like that. I didn't keep up with it. And I also have a scale I've told you guys about. It's called Health Keep. I got it on Amazon, and it seems like it's helping, you know, keep me on track and stuff like that. I think we got it on sale for $15.99 a couple months ago, or maybe last month. And you hook it to your Bluetooth, and you basically just step on the scale, you know, in the morning. Like, we weigh ourselves every Wednesday and Sunday, kind of, you know, to make sure we're staying on track. And it does all these kind of cool things. I want to tell you about it. Let me go into the app. So it does your weight goal, your body fat goal. Let's see, skeletal, weight of your skeletal, your BMI, all kinds of stuff. Let me see, it tracks you. You know, let's see if I can find it without putting on my Bluetooth. So it has a whole bunch of different options that it weighs, you know, the percentage, how much water you have in your body and such like that, BMR. Let's see. Well, it's probably not wanting to do it as I'm doing this, but it's just a really cool thing, and it's pretty reasonable. I guess the regular price on it was $25 or something like that, and for a scale, for like a digital scale, I mean, that's great. I don't know about you guys, but ever since I've been starting for a few years, trying to change my, you know, eating habits and changing my health and everything, I've gone through a couple scales because they were just basic garbage, and, you know, mama ain't having that. So finally I said to my husband, we need to get a new scale, and we chucked it in the garbage and we got a new one. And because we were going to get one of those old fashioned dial ones, you know, stand on it, it's basically old fashioned ones. And I don't know. I said, well, let me give this a go and see, because it had a lot of good reviews. And see, it seems like it's kind of keeping me and my husband on track. So, you know, that's a good thing. And that other app called Fat Secret, it's just basically a calorie counter thing, because I think I was eating a little bit more calories. And even though it's kind of a goofy name or whatever, it just keeping me on track. So whatever app you use, you know, it's up to you. It's for you. You know, if that's something you need to do, or write down, you know, in like a little notepad or notebook or something, so you kind of know you can keep on track. Because I think if you go, you know, like I'm trying to eat 1500 calories for myself. And if you go way under, you're going to be tired and feel lethargic and just gross. And you're not going to have enough protein in you. And, you know, if you're watching carbs and all this stuff, which most of us are with diabetes, you have enough things on your mind, okay? So if you can find an app or something, a certain avenue that'll help you, you know, with your weight loss goal and your health, because, you know, you really have to, like, turn it around. It's not just a lifestyle. It's just changing, you know, the way that you have been, you know, kind of with, I don't know how to gear it basically, but a crap diet, you know, eating like when you were younger, you know, you can't do that as you get older, and really you shouldn't do it when you're younger. And you want to be good examples for your kids and your family and other people, but, you know, that comes from within. You got to find that for yourself. So, you know, no matter what you do, don't try to make little changes and stuff like that, but don't pressure your family if they're not ready. Or, you know, your spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, your partner. Don't go overboard, you know, because I've seen people obsess about their weight. I've done it myself, maybe writing things down, maybe not eating enough calories and protein, and that's not good. You know, not only is it not good for your relationships and, you know, your friendships and stuff like that, but it can make just everything, you not feel well, you know. So, you know, get up every morning, take a nice stretch, you know, check your sugar, and check yourself. You know, if your sugar is pretty good, if it's, I say 120 and under, because they say anything over 120 is damaging your kidneys and your body. You know, if it's under that, then you, the night before, you probably ate well, you didn't eat too many carbs, and you got some proper, you know, sleep, and you weren't ill or anything like that, so you know, you're on point. And then you got to figure, if you're getting ready for the day and maybe before work, you want to exercise a little bit, a good 10, 15, 20 minute exercise, some stretches, some yoga-esque, you know, yoga-esque, I call it, some Pilates, some light aerobics, you know, maybe some crunches and, I don't know, you could just do like jumping jacks and the old-fashioned head, shoulders, knees, and toes. You could do circles with your arms. You can do circles with your legs, stand on one leg and do a circle and then rotate it the opposite way and then stand on the opposite leg and rotate your leg in a circle and then do it the opposite way. So like simple exercises to start to get your body moving and, you know, get on your day and say you go to work and you have a lunch break and you want to do a little exercise or walk and you're able to do that, then go for it. You know, if you don't work and you're maybe laid off right now or you're a stay-at-home homemaker or parent and you have some time, maybe, you know, get up in the morning and, like I said, check your sugar if you are diabetic. And then you get a little bite to eat if you need it, you know, and then maybe get your exercise. And if you feel like you need to maybe do some more stretching or go for a walk or take your dog for a walk or go outside and just kind of like walk around and get some fresh air, you know, and come back in, maybe write yourself a little list. I'm finding that writing lists is helping me, even as, you know, I don't always want to do them, but it's kind of keeping me on track. So, you know, I'll write Susie's household list. And maybe the first one is make my bed. Because my sister-in-law told me you should make your bed every morning and keep yourself going. So that's what I'm doing. So I try to make my bed after, you know, I do a few things in the morning. And then the second on my list usually is like dishes, dishwasher, or sometimes sweeping, stuff like that, spot sweeping in the house. Obviously, feeding my animals, that's top priority. And they usually, the cat eats pretty well. She's a good size, and she used to have some stomach issues, and we kind of found the right kind of food. So it seems like it's helping her out. She has to eat 3 times a day, spaced out in little increments, so her tummy doesn't hurt. And so I feed them. I feed the dog and the cat and the fish. I have 2 fish. They're little red minnows, I believe they're called. And then I just write down whatever I need to do. And then as I go down the list, and you can do that when you work too. So when you get home, you know, you know what, you know, you remember what you have to do, because whether it's laundry, you know, wash, fold, put away, you know, if you're too tired that day, put it away the next day. Just don't keep procrastinating, you know, going on to put your clothes away, because, you know, if you have more than one child or you're really busy and you're worn out, I understand. But, you know, as you're writing your list, try to, like, check it out, you know, like, scratch it out and check it off as you go. And maybe try to do it every day, and that would help you. You know, I even sometimes write down, eat lunch, because sometimes I forget to eat lunch. And even if I have, like, a breakfast bar or, you know, some kind of Nutri-Grain bar or anything like that, that's not too high in carbs and more with fruits, it seems like I have more, you know, stamina throughout the day if I have a little bit something for lunch. So, you know, you just do the very best. And I'm finding different ways to kind of make my day go smoother. You know, some people get up and they exercise and they're really, you know, faithful at every single thing, but they can't do it every day. And some people, you know, can, and that's okay. Wherever you are in your life, that's okay. You know, don't look down at yourself or others. Don't think you're better than other people, because you may have lost a bunch of weight, but still other things, you know, you've got to, you know, got to do and work on and stuff like that. We're all in a process of, you know, really rebuilding ourselves, you know, and it's constant. And then the older you get, you realize, huh, you know, I always say to myself, when I was younger, I thought I knew it all. And now I'm older, I find that I didn't know much when I was younger. So if I could be an example to younger women and men, you know, that's awesome. I, you know, thank you. I appreciate you, because, you know, we all find out in life that, you know, there's no such thing as perfection. There's no such thing as, you know, things being normal and perfect, and that it's just impossible to get to that goal. Whatever is good for you, and as long as you're trying your very best, you know, that's why I give you these suggestions about food logs and, you know, our diet and, you know, writing things down and, you know, just trying to jog your memory and keep yourself motivated. And that's what we have to do. We have to uplift each other and motivate each other and be kind and realize, like I said, no two people are the same. So, you know, our thought process might even be different. You know, I have a very good friend. She has ADD. And, you know, she talks very fast. Well, I can talk very fast, too, because that's how I was, you know, grown up. But I also have friends who don't have that and maybe talk slower and more calm and stuff like that. And, you know, you learn to adapt because you learn that everybody's different. God, you know, God blessed us with all of us on this earth, I believe, you know. And we all just kind of have to mesh with each other. You know, no matter our differences, just remember, try not to change people's mind and let them be who they are. And if it's their process to change, they will. You know, I sometimes pray, you know, I'll pray for someone, say somebody's very ill or they're having some health issues, or, you know, they say, you know, Susie, I can't get control of my health. I can't get control of my diet. And I'm just like, well, you know what? You're human. And that's what you guys have to remember. We're all human beings. And, you know, all this takes time. I mean, I've been working on this for now over 2 years. And some of you have been working on it less, and some of you have been working on it longer. And it really matters where you are and, you know, how far you push yourself and, you know, where you're going. Because, you know, we just, we're human, like I said, and we need to care for one another. You know, I think this world does need a lot more love and kindness and understanding that we all have differences and we all have different mindsets and beliefs. And, you know, it's okay. It's okay that we have different thoughts and stuff like that, because, I mean, if we, you know, if we were all the same, what a boring world this would be, seriously. You know, so I'm glad and thankful that I can help every single one of you. And, you know, like I said before in the beginning, you guys are helping me. And that's a blessing in so many ways. Because years and years ago, they used to say it takes a village to raise a child. But I think it's not just a child. It takes the whole world to love one another and care for each other. And then once we get to that point, things get better. You know, loving everybody for who they are and being kind to everybody. And, you know, we all have those days, like, when somebody really agitates you or aggravates you, you know, it could be anyone. You know, sometimes it's your doctor telling you, you gotta lose weight, or your diabetes or PCOS would be better, or this and that. And it can, things people say, because, you know, I've had it happen to myself, but many people have said to me, you know, my doctor has said this, or this person has said that. I said, well, what do you think? Okay, what do you think? Because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm me. I'm Mama Susie. And you are yourself. And if you know, you know, people that are heavy, that have weight, that are fat, we know that we have weight. We know that we have health issues. You know, yes, a doctor is going to be more concerned about your health. But women with PCOS and sometimes with diabetes, you goes coincide. They have both. It's harder for us to lose weight. So my husband, he might work out with me 10, 15 minutes. I have to work out another 10, 15 minutes for myself. And he's losing weight faster than I am because he's a man. And men can lose weight faster than women. It's just a proven fact. I'm not sure if it's their testosterone or what, but I don't know. It just seems like they're a little bit luckier. You know, we can work out so hard and, you know, sometimes they'll lose weight faster than us, but hey, it doesn't matter as long as we get to where we have to, you know, go, you know, just try to remember to be kind and, loving and, you know, treat others how you want to be treated. That's the golden rule. You know, so I want you to let you know that, that was a big gas of air I needed to do. I want to let you know that I'm here for you if you need me, and just leave me a voicemail if you have any questions pertaining my podcast, and let you know that you are all loved and you're all appreciated and you're all cared for. And no matter what you're going through right now, eventually it will get better. So you guys take care of yourself and each other. Mama Susie be back pretty soon. Bye-bye.